What do you think about mid-autumn? Maybe it's like a circle or union.
一句话我觉得很有意思。
Very interesting sentence that came into my mind.
叫人月两圆。
It's called that both people and the moon are filled.
是不是因为人是没有圆的？
Maybe people are not.
人生是没有圆的。
There's no complete or perfect person.
月亮也不是常圆的。
There's the moon is also not always full.
所以。诗人有说月有阴晴圆缺，人有什么悲欢离合。
So there's always a change of the destiny for the people as well, just like the change of the moon all the time.
所以此事古难全，从来到今都不是两全的。
There's always there's always something missing.
所以也因为这样，每到中秋的时候，人们特别想一个圆。
So that's why people are really missing.All their families and they're trying to make things perfect in the mid-autumns.
所以中秋就成了一个思乡的日子。
So the mid-autumn also became the day of the homesickness.
中秋也成了一个团圆的日子。
It's also the day of the reunion of the family.
成了一个回家的日子。
Also a day to go home.
当然也成了一个怀旧的日子。
It's a day of the missing old days.
好多年前我知道中国有一个电影叫《失孤》，失去的孤儿。
So there's a the movie called The Lost Prodigal Son many years ago in China.
事情发生在1997年。
So it was a story in 1997.
有一个做父亲的把两岁的孩子在自由市场中失落了。
So a father lost his son in the marketplace.
于是他就开始认定上苍给他一个任务，要去把失丧的儿子找回来。
He felt that God gave him a mission to find his son.
他把自己儿子的两岁的一个照片变成了一面很大的旗帜。
He turned one of his son's two-year-old picture into a flag.
放在自己的摩托车后面，开始在全国各地开始寻找他的孩子。
Put it behind his motorcycle and look for his son.
他只要听到哪里别人传说有像他孩子一样的孩子在那边失落，他就会去找。
Whenever he heard about a person, a kid that looks like his son, he'd go there to find him.
十多年来，他行驶了新疆和西藏之外的所有的省市，行程40万公里。
All the Chinese provinces except for Xinjiang and Tibet.
作为一个失去自己孩子的一个父亲，他觉得我的人生只有在路上的时候啊，你们看到啊，我才是一个父亲。
He went through 400,000 kilometers, and I feel only when he's on the road, I feel like his father.
所以这个悲伤的故事就拍成了电影，由刘德华主演。
So the sad story has been turned into a movie, portrayed by actor Andy Lau.
当然是很感谢上帝了。2021年的七月，他的儿子被找到了，在离开24年之后。
Praise the Lord, his son was found in the July of 2021.
今天的主日，我想来跟大家讲说一个父亲找儿子的故事。
This Gospel Sunday, I want to share a story of a father looking for his son.
这是我们的耶稣亲口告诉我们的。
This was told by our Lord Jesus himself.
所以可以说，在整本圣经中，浪子归家的故事。是最有名的。
The story of the prodigal son in the Bible is the most famous one in the Bible.
有人说过，如果把整本圣经当作一个湖的话，那么这个浪子归家的故事就是在湖中最清澈见底的地方。
If you were to describe all Jesus' teachings as a lake, then this famous parable of prodigal son is the clearest and deepest part of the lake.
所以大文豪托尔斯泰曾经讲过一句话。
Famous Russian writer Tolstoy said,
这耶稣浪子归家的故事是世界上最伟大的短篇小说。
Story of the Prodigal Son by Jesus is the greatest short story in the history of humanity.
这个话是真的。
It is true.
寥寥数百字，耶稣就可以把三个不同的人物描写的呼之欲出。
In just a few hundred words, Jesus portrayed these distinct characters vividly.
最重要的是，当我们读这个圣经故事的，把自己讲进去的时候，那给人带来的震撼是无法比拟的。
It's even more amazing is one day when you read yourself into the story, the impact has to your soul will be unparalleled.
所以福音是什么呢
？What is gospel?
福音说到底就是一个失丧的儿子因着耶稣的牺牲代赎，重新回到了父的家中。
Gospel is simply restoration of a father-son relationship.
所以我们要记得，福音从来不是理论，不是宗教。
It was never theory, nor a religion.
福音只是一个父子关系的重建。
It's a restoration of a relationship between father and son.
原来你我原本都是有家的。
From the beginning we had our homes.
而且我们都是生在大富人家的。
And we had a very noble and rich home.
你我从来也不是一个孤儿。
We were never orphans.
你我只是曾经是个浪子。
We were just a prodigal son.
你我只是离家出走，而竟被耶稣找回。
We're just temporarily left our home and we were found by Jesus.
或者正在被耶稣找回的途中。
Or on our way there.
好，我们就来读这一段的圣经。
Let's read the Bibles together.
我们一起来。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多的几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，耗尽了一切所有的，又遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿出所持的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有许多的雇工，口粮有余，我反倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了，以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却，哎，为什么？于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去他的景象，连连亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子拿来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指上，把鞋子穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来了。好，我现在来第一个讲说离家出走。
First part of my sharing is leaving the home.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
The younger one said to his father, Father, give me the share of this estate.
父亲就把家业分给了他们。
So he divided his property between them.
过不了多久，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
Not long after that, the younger son got all together. He had set off for a distant country.
你有没有看到耶稣其实在诠释一个人类历史上最远古、最经典的故事？
Have you seen that Jesus actually interpreting one of the most ancient and classic stories?
耶稣是在痛心地告诉我们。
Jesus is telling us with a heavy heart.
所有的浪子其实都本是有家的。
All prodigals originally had a home.
所有的浪子也都是眼睁睁的从父家里走出去的。
All the prodigals left their father's home with their eyes wide open.
而人类的祖宗，伊甸园里被造的亚当就是一个最典型的浪子。
Our human ancestor, Adam, created Garden of Eden was the most typical prodigal.
天父告诉他，园中各样的果树你都可以吃。
Our Heavenly Father, God, told him, "You're free to eat from any tree in the garden."
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
可见亚当不是因为不够吃才犯罪的。
It's clear that Adam didn't have sin because he lacked food.
因为所有的果树上，除了那一棵不可吃，其他的都可以吃。
Because he can eat any other tree other than the tree.
神来怕他孤独，才赐给了他一个妻子作为他的帮助。
And God didn't want him too lonely, so he gave him a wife as his helper.
亚当也不是不够聪明才犯罪的。
Yet Adam was neither lacking the intelligence when he.
亚当是够聪明的。
He was intelligent enough.
他能够给万物起名，各从其类。
Enough to name all the creatures according to.
他不忘记，不混乱。
Without forgetting or getting confused.
而且找太太一眼就定准。
When he chose a wife at a glance.
而且有个千古绝唱，说是骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And unsurpassed feat of the expression flesh and blood.
亚当也不是缺少道德分辨力才犯罪的。
Adam did not didn't lack moral disconcernment.
神造亚当是一个有道德感、有是非观、有行事能力的男人。
Adam had a sense of morality, a sense of right and wrong, and the ability to act.
他曾经清楚地告诉自己的妻子夏娃，什么该做，什么不该做。
And he knew that what he and his wife Eve should or shouldn't do.
亚当也不是不够荣耀才犯罪的。
Adam wasn't lacking the glory when he sinned.
圣经说亚当是神的儿子。
The Bible says Adam was the son of God.
神赐亚当属天的权柄。
God gave Adam heavenly authority.
要他作为神在地上的代表，生养众多，并来管理全地。
Making him representative on earth to nurture many and govern the land.
神也把创造的各样的万物带到亚当的面前，他起什么名字，亚当就叫他什么。
God also brought all kinds of living creatures before Adam and asked him to name him. Whatever Adam called each creature, that became its name.
耶稣告诉我们，令人心碎的是，神的儿子亚当将天父上帝的恩典视为理所当然。
Jesus told us, what's heartbreaking is that God's son Adam took God's grace for granted.
他不是感恩，也不甘受造。
Showing no gratitude and resenting his creation.
于是亚当就成了一个浪子。
He even coveted to his eyes.
所以亚当不是最后被天父逐出伊甸园的，准确的说，应该是亚当自己自觉的走出去的。
Adam wasn't exactly cast out of the Eden by God. To be precise, Adam left the Garden of Eden by himself.
所以当上帝在伊甸园中呼唤他你在哪里的时候，其实是亚当自己迷失了，是在最终坠落了。
When God called up to him in the garden, "Where are you?" Adam was already lost, falling into sin.
所以他已经是找不到自己的角色定位，找不到自己归家的路了。
He couldn't find his role. He couldn't find his way home either.
就像我们今天照着 GPS 引导前行的方向，但一天一探与 GPS 失联的时候，断了音讯，我们就不知道自己的定位，不知道归家的路了。
Like when we're driving, following GPS directions, we will get lost at once we lost the signal of the GPS.
在耶稣浪子归家的故事里面，耶稣并不是在批评一个年轻人有外出闯荡的勇气。
In the story of the prodigal leaving home, Jesus is not criticizing a young person for having the courage to venture out.
而是提醒我们每个罪人，其实都是跟我们的祖宗亚当一样，自觉地离开父家，成为浪子的。
He's reminding each and every one of us, just like our ancestor Adam, we consciously left our father's home to become prodigals.
我记得那1993年的时候，年初的时候，我还住在这个 IUPUI 的学生宿舍里面。
I still remember I lived in the dormitory of the IUPUI in 1993.
那一天，陈牧师和一位同工来我们家看我们。
One day, Pastor Chen and one of the co-workers came to my house.
临走的时候，他希望我能够一起来祷告。
He said he hoped he can pray with me by the time he left. He was about to leave.
当我答应他祷告的时候，他已经跪下来了。
When I said yes, he's already kneeled.
他说我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down together.
当牧师跪下来，来的一位同工也跪下来的时候，我觉得非常的不好意思，因为
Pastor and the co-worker kneeled down. I feel very.
所以我也顺势跪下来了，那梅影也跪下来了。
And so both me and my wife we kneeled down too.
牧师和那位同工。那他们在祷告什么，我都不太清楚。
I don't quite recall the exact words when they pray.
我只记得，只要前面称呼天父上帝，后面讲什么，然后再说一声阿门就可以了。
I just vaguely remember you need to call upon our fathers in heaven and say something and say the amen at the end.
所以当我称呼天父上帝的时候，我突然心里有个很大的感动。
So.Something just really, really heavy just fall upon my heart when I said, "Our Heavenly Father."
这个神我根本不认识。
I don't remember this God. I don't know this God.
我外婆信的神，我妈妈信的神，跟我好像没有任何的关系。
My grandmother, the God my grandmother believed, so did my mother. Maybe didn't have much of the relationship with me.
在这个校园的团体里，有这么多人称他为神，但是这位神跟我没有关系。
Campus fellowship, many people call this God God, but I don't feel related to this God.
如果这个世界真的有一位神，神啊，求你来帮助我认识你。
I said, if you were really there, help me to know you.
突然有一个非常神圣的感觉从我心里涌出来。
So that I feel all the feeling of the holiness from the bottom of my heart.
就在这个时候，我哇的一声哭出来了。
And all of a sudden, I just broke into tears.
我哭着哭着，我的太太梅影开始哭起来。
After I cried, my wife started to cry.
哭着哭着，结果那位同工开始哭起来了。
And then the coworker started to cry.
哭着哭着，最后陈牧师也哭起来了。
And Pastor Chen.
四个大人全部跪在地上哭。
So all four of us are kneeling down on the ground.
我现在还记得，我的大儿子那个时候从我的右边爬进来看我，转过头来看我。
Still remember my eldest son, crawling on my right side and looking to look at me.
他看不清楚，又从左边爬进来看我。
He couldn't see clear enough, so he crawled to the left side.
那个时候他只有十岁。
He was 10 years old by that time.
今天他已经四十岁了，已经有五个孩子了。
Now he's 40 years old and have five sons, five kids.
在我哭的时候，我只觉得我在人生的密林里已经走了三天三夜，走不出去了。
So I feel that I walked in the darkness for three days and nights and couldn't find my way out.
死亡就在我的面前。
Death is right in front of me.
这时候我突然发现我的父亲在前面。
All of a sudden, I noticed my father is in front of me.
所以我就像一个孩子一样，奔过去扑进父亲的怀抱，就这么哭啊哭啊哭啊。
I feel like I'm a kid running to my father's arms.
这一哭不得了。
When I cried, something great really happened.
我现在回头来看，我当年的这样哭，其实是上帝将一个儿子的灵放到我的里面。
I feel that the spirit that made me cry is really a spirit from Holy Father to be His son.
当神儿子的灵进到我里面的时候，我的人生就不再一样了。
When the spirit of the Son entered into me, I'm.
从此以后，我在称天父上帝的时候，我里面不会有羞愧。
When I call upon Father.I don't feel awkward at all.
我不再会跟别人辩论。
I don't try to argue with other people anymore.
我想没有一个儿子傻到一个地步去跟别人辩论我这个爸爸是不是真的还是假的。
So I don't think there's any son would be stupid enough to argue with other people that his father is authentic or not.
我知道我是被耶稣找回来的。
I knew I was found by Jesus.
所以我曾经写过一首小诗叫吓一跳。
So I wrote a poet called Have a Startle.
我在说，大家都在跑，大家都在叫。
I say everybody running, everybody screaming.
喂，你为什么叫？你为什么跑
？Why do you run? Why do you scream?
因为大家都在跑，因为大家都在叫。
Because everybody is running and screaming.
所以我也跟着跑，我也跟着叫。
So I follow them running and screaming.
只要大家都在跑。只要大家都在叫。
As long as they run and scream.
耶稣把我拉出了喧嚣的人潮。
But Jesus pulled me out.
吓了一大跳。
And then I had this startling surprise.
这就是我人生的写照。
This is a vision of my life.
我以为自己是很独立的。
I thought it was independent.
但是我只是汪洋中的一叶扁舟，随风飘荡。
I was like a little boat in the middle of the river.
世界的价值观就是我的整个的一个坐标。
My value system is my coordinate.
所以我就是一个罪的奴隶，一直朝着一个大家共有的方向走去。
I was a slave of the sin, and I followed the crowd.
好像耶稣在说的，他从高天看下来，有一条路是宽的，门也是宽的，进去的人很多，却通向了死亡。
As Jesus described, he seen from the sky, there's a big and wide road, everybody walking on it, but the way leads is actually the death.
我们在耶稣的故事里可以注意到浪子出走的原因。
So we can find the reason that prodigal son leave home in Jesus' story.
就是他跟父亲说的，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
So there's a very key phrase that I mentioned here. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate."
按照摩西的律法，长子可以得父亲产业的双份。
According to the Mosaic law, the firstborn could receive double the portion of the father's property.
这个小儿子的意思说，父亲，我不要你多余的。
The younger son.Meant that, Father, I'm not asking for more than I deserve.
我只要得小儿子，律法上规定的那一份就够了。
Just give me my share according to the law.
我是你的儿子，那名下的那一份是我应得的。
I am your son, and my share is what I'm entitled to.
多少的时候，我们跟浪子一样，觉得眼前所有的一切都是理所当然的。
How often do we, like the prodigal, think that everything we have is a natural and a given right?
浪子当然不会去思想，他能够生在富家。父的家中有能有这份应得的家业，就是恩典。
The prodigal would naturally not think about why he was born into his father's house or having his entitled inheritance was all by grace.
就是因为这个应得的想法，不知害死了多少人。
This entitled mindset has harmed many people.
就是这个应得的想法， 叫很多人堕落进永远的死亡。
And even led them to eternal death.
因为是应得的，人生身在福中就不知福啊。
Because it's something they feel entitled to, people fail to appreciate what they have in life.
因为是应得的，人会觉得大家都是欠他的。
Because it's something we feel entitled to, they feel that everyone owes them something.
因为是应得的，当他得不到的时候，他会抱怨、妒忌、苦毒、仇恨。
So because it's something they feel entitled to, when they can't get what they want, they complain, envy, and they become bitter and harbor hatred.
作为一个受造者，我们从来没有一样是应得的。
As created being, nothing is truly entitled to us.
阳光、雨露、空气不是与生俱来的。
Sunshine, rain, and air are not the things we're born with.
你漂亮、智慧、才能不是上帝一定要给你的。
Wisdom, beauty, and talent are not necessarily the things God must give you.
你今天还能这么潇洒地活着，还能富裕地享受这一切，那是恩典。
The fact that you're living freely today, enjoying all the things, is by grace.
所以当年以色列百姓在踏进迦南的前夕，耶和华曾借着摩西的口对他们说。
So when Israelites were about to enter Canaan, the Lord warned them through the mouth of Moses.
有一天你们进到迦南。
So one day when you enter Canaan.
你们的牛羊会增多
，Your herd will increase.
你们的金银会增加
，Your gold will also increase.
你们的奴婢也会增加，你们全都会增加
，So all your servants, everything that belongs to you will increase.
我恐怕你们心里说，这些货财是我的能力得来的
，And your heart become proud, you will forget the Lord, your God.
今天我要告诉你们，连你们得货财的能力都是我给你们的。
So you think that your ability caught upon all these wealth and everything for you, but
所以在上帝的眼里
I give you the ability.
在上帝的眼里，一个人只要不是感恩、有应得之心的时候，他其实就是一个离家出走的浪子了。
So in the eyes of God, if one person does not have the heart of grace, this person is a prodigal.
多少的时候，我们跟浪子一样一意孤行。
So for countless times, we had a heart of prodigal.
总以为是自己是对的
Always thought, I'm right.
所以你会看到有些人久听不信总是在神的家外面流浪
You see a lot of people listen to gospel many times but still wandering outside God's home.
有些人是久睡不醒总是说自己找不到感觉
So there's a lot of people heard it, the gospel many times they can't get the so-called feelings.
有人来到教会说他最不喜欢唱诗歌
So people say they don't like to sing the hymns.
因为他当他唱到天父是父亲的时候，唱到耶稣是主的时候，他觉得有点肉麻。
Because they feel awkward when they sing that our heavenly Father, or when they sing that.
这样的人心里还没有神儿子的灵在里面，离上帝的家还很远。
They don't have the spirit of the Son and still far away from God's home.
有人来到教会说是来找宗教的。
Some people came to the church looking for a religion.
教会是耶稣基督在地上的身体。
Church is the body of the Christ on earth.
人来到教会是要找基督、找救主的。
Okay, people come to church looking for the Savior for our Lord.
地上没有一个宗教能使人得救，哪怕你经过认真的比较之后，认为世界上最好的是基督教。
No religion in this world can help people to enter heaven, even if after careful comparison and concluded that the Christianity is the best religion.
有人信了主，称自己是基督教徒。
So some people believed in Lord and claim that they are a Christian, Christian religion member.
所以这是错了。你是基督徒，是基督的门徒，不是教徒。
So we're all that's wrong. We're all disciples of Lord Jesus, not a religion member.
那个教是救不了你的。
So the religion part doesn't really save you.
不是宗教的虔诚救了你，而是基督的牺牲救了你。
It's not religion that saved you, but Jesus saved you.
有人说是信了主，就是迟迟不受洗。
So a lot of people accepted Jesus, but they wouldn't accept the baptism.
跟耶稣光恋爱不结婚，只做一个地下基督徒。
So they're only in love with Jesus, but not unite with Jesus, and to be the underground.
今天。我列举教会中的这许多现象是为了提醒我们大家
I give so many examples today to remind you
什么样的人算是浪子
So what kind of people are called prodigals
如果现在圣灵光照你
If you are being shined upon with the Holy Spirit
对你说你就是那位浪子
That do you feel that you are the prodigal
盼望你不要消灭圣灵的感动快快归家
I hope you can keep this feeling in your heart and come back to the heavenly home as soon as possible.
我第二说的是耗尽了所有。
So, my second sharing is the squandering everything.
圣经说过了不久，小儿子就把所有一切都收拾起来往远方去了。
Bible says not long after that, a younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country.
他在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
And there squandered his wealth in wild living.
既耗尽了一切所有的，就遇到那地方有大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来了。
After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country.
于是去投靠那个地方的一个人，那个地方，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
So he went and hired himself out as a citizen of that country, who sent.Him to his field to feed pigs.
他恨不得拿出所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人来给他。
He longed to fill his stomach with pots, what the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
耶稣说，浪子耗尽了一切所有的。这里耗尽的不只是他从富的家中带出来的产业。
When Jesus mentioned about squandering his wealth, it doesn't only mean the property that the son took from his father's house.
一个离开父家的人，他必耗尽父亲给他的生命的家业。
So, a person who left his father's house will squander all the life's wealth that he had.
即使你的一生成就傲人，即使你一生合情合理合法的占得了一切。
Even if you achieve great success in your lifetime, even if you earn everything in a lawful and reasonable manner.
耶稣讲得很绝。
Jesus, take it further.
人若占得了全世界，你失去了他给你的生命，你还能拿什么换回来呢？
By saying that, what good will it be for someone who to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
原来浪子并不都是讨饭的乞丐。
So we notice actually not all prodigals like the beggars who are looking for giving.
在上帝的眼里，所有离开富家在外面闯荡，赢得了世界。却赔上了自己生命的都是浪子。
In the eyes of the God, everybody who left home, go around the world, win the world, but lost relationship with the Father are prodigals.
有一个遇到故事叫老鼠爱大米。
So there's a very interesting story called Mice Love the Rice.
一群饥饿的老鼠在这个世界上，他们找到了一个大米缸。
So a group of hungry mice found a big jar of the rice.
然后他们就吃啊，一直吃吃吃。
Started eating.
他们有一天吃到缸底的时候，才发觉走不出去了。
And they dug into the bottom of that jar, and then noticed actually they're trapped inside.
说老鼠是浪子，不是因为他们的懒惰，而是他们的短视。
So we're saying that all those mice are also prodigals, not because they're lazy, but they're short-sighted.
多少的时候，我们把自己的努力和勤劳也当作安身立命的依靠。
So many times we consider our own effort.And diligence is the sole basis for living livelihood.
其实那也是浪子而已。
Which is also a behavior of the prodigals.
如果离开了上帝给我们的那份供应，
If we leave the supply from the God,
我们那份的勤劳又能算得了什么呢？
What could our diligence do?
我有一个朋友，他曾经讲过这样的话。
I had a friend who said something.
他从香港来到美国早年。
He came to the U.S. from Hong
Kong. 作为一个留学生，那一次他只是带了两个皮箱，来到了一个小镇的地方。
He brought two suitcases, came to a little town.
他在那里读书。
He went to school there.
然后他在这边建家立业，生儿育女，那的孩子也慢慢长大，从小在团契里跟着他长大。
He started to build a family, had kids, and the kids grew up with him in the church.
后来他做了老板。
Then he became a businessman.
承包了四家 Subway 这个快餐店。
He owns a chain restaurant that has a four Subway restaurant.
忙到一个地步，很少再去教会了。
So he rarely go to the church any longer.
有一天，他跟儿子讲了这样的话。
One day he told his son.
他说：“儿子，我想跟你讲一件事情。
Son, I want to tell you something.
当初妈妈来到这边来，来到这个美国的时候，我什么都没有。
So when we came to the U.S., I had nothing.
但是我心里有神。
But I had God in my heart.
所以 God 加上一个 zero 就等于 good.
所以So I put a zero in between the God, it will be good. Yeah.
但是今天你什么都有了。
So every day I had.
你觉得自己人生是 good?
I feel that I'm good.
但是如果减去那个 God， 你就是 zero 了。
But if I taken God away, what I have is zero.
所以妈妈的在主面前的祷告。
So the mom's the prayer in front of God.
如果我的儿子因着他的产业就忘记了你，我情愿把这个产业拿掉。
If my son hold his pride in his
很少有母亲这样祷告的。
And forget you, then would rather taken that.
后来我知道有一个隐身意义的故事。
Then I learned about something else in the story.
叫 CEO， 大家都明白吗？
It's also called it's called CEO. Do you know it?
当我们有了一些地上家业的时候，我们就忘记了上帝，很少再来到教会，一年可能就是两次。
And we had our estate, our business. We start to forget that coming to the church.
所以就是 Christmas, Easter only， 大家知道吗？
So it's the only
就是两个节日你来到教会。
Christmas, Easter only.
耶稣说：“浪子耗尽了所有，又遇到那个地方大饥荒，就穷苦起来了。”
So Jesus said, the younger son wasted all his wealth and wild living, and he spent everything. There's a
所以他就恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，别人也不给他。
So he even need the pots that to feed the pigs, but nobody would.
浪子是非常可怜的。
What a poor life!
犹太人历来是猪味不洁。
So the pigs are considered unclean in Jewish culture.
但是浪子穷途末路，只能给人家去放猪，想多吃一口猪食，人家都不给。
But prodigal got no other choice. Even if he wanted to choose the pot which fits to the pig, but he couldn't.
离开天父的家，在罪里跌打滚爬的光景，差不多都是五十步笑一百步。
So he struggled in his sin, as well as everybody else.Are pretty much similar.
在最终，你我今天笑别人不耻，明天别人不耻就成了自己的写照。
So one day, we make fun of others who struggle in the sin, but on the other day, we become that person.
你要永远记得，人若离开了父的家，他就是这个最终跌打滚爬的浪子。
No matter who we are, as long as we, if we leave the father's house, we will struggle in sin.
而浪子一定会去抢食豆荚。
And the prodigal son will.Fight for the pots.
今天你即使是个基督徒，只要不在耶稣基督里，不在父的家里，你一定会去犯罪，一定会去流浪，一定会去抢食不死的豆荚。
Even if you're a Christian, if you are not in Heavenly Father's house, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you will become prodigal, you will fight for pots, and you will struggle in the sin.
现在我们讲第三点。
Let's go to the
悔改之路。
Yeah, the road to repentance.
浪子醒悟过来了。
The prodigal son wouldn't.
他就说：“我父亲有许多故宫，口粮有余，我到这里饿死吗
？”And he said, "My father had a leftover, had hired servants and food to spare, and here I am starving to death."
他说：“我要起来到父那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
”I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you."
我要对他说：“从此以后，我不配再做你的儿子了，就把我当个故宫吧。
”I am no longer worthy to be called your son.Make me like one of your higher servants.
所以他就向父的家里走去。
So he go to his father's house.
耶稣在浪子的故事中告诉我们，神十分看重一个人内心的悔改。
In the story of the prodigal son, Jesus teaches the importance of a genuine repentance in the eyes of God.
我们说一个人得救是上帝的拣选，这话是不错的。
While it's true to call salvation is God's choice.
但当上帝的救恩临到的时候，我们的回应是要在里面生出悔改的心。
Our response when God's salvation comes to us should be the heart filled with repentance.
有一首诗歌说，天父是想把耶稣当作一件礼物，白白的送给你我。
There's a song says that Father wants to give Jesus as a gift to you for free.
但是如果你不珍惜上帝给你的那个机会礼物，你就得不到。
But if you don't cherish it, the opportunity won't stay.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们的得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
The Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved."
本乎恩是上帝对你我的怜悯和恩典。
Grace is God's mercy and favor towards us.
因着信是我们对救恩的回应。
Our and faith is our response to salvation.
不是相信这个世界上有神，乃是相信耶稣是你我的需要和拯救。
Not just believing in God's existence, but believing that Jesus is our need and our savior.
上帝十分看好地上一个罪人的悔改。
God highly values repentance of sinner on earth.
在路加福音的第十五章，这个浪子归家的故事只是三个悔改故事其中的一个。
In the book of Luke, Jesus tells three consecutive parables. The lost.
耶稣首先讲述了一个迷羊找回来的故事。
Jesus firstly told the lost sheep story.
他说他有一百个羊，九十九个羊在羊圈里，一个迷羊逃到了旷野中。
He had 100 sheep, 99 was in the house, but the other, there's one that's missing.
迷羊受伤了，路都不能走了。耶稣是把他背在肩上背回来的。
And the lost sheep was hurt, couldn't make away his home, so Jesus carried him home.
他说一个妇人手中有十个银钱。
So the there's a parable that the woman had 10 coins.
突然少了一个。
One day all of a sudden he lost.
所以他就拿着灯在房间里细细的找，总算找到了。
She held her lamp, looked throughout his house.
找到就找到了嘛。他竟然是跟去敲邻舍的门告诉他，他们说我刚才失落了一个银钱，我现在找到了。
She's so excited, even if it will tell her neighbor that I found a queen.
我们觉得这些例子都是不尽合理的，太夸张了。
We thought it was a little bit of exaggeration.
哪有失了一只羊，扔下99就去找那一只的？
It is unlikely to happen that you threw away 99 sheep. Just look.
哪有找回了一个铜板要去告诉所有的邻舍说他找回来了
？It's also unlikely that you found a coin and you tell everybody.
哪有做儿子的把父的家业都用完了，现在回来了还要宰杀牛羊给他吃，这个牛犊给他吃
？It's also unlikely to treat a prodigal son like to give him all the treatment after he squandered all the wealth.
耶稣只是告诉我们一件事：一个罪人悔改。天上也会这样的为他高兴。
So Jesus just only tell us one point. It says if there's a sinner who really repent, the heaven will have all the joy for.
重要的是什么呢？重要的是一个人要进神的国，只有经过悔改。
So what's important is that one person cannot enter the heaven without repenting.
过去我在慕道的时候我不懂。
So when I learned about Christianity, I didn't understand it.
我以为信仰只是一个知识体系。
I thought it was a knowledge system.
如果信仰是一个知识体系的话，我们那就可以学，想学就学，或者不想学就不学。
If faith were just knowledge, I could choose to learn or not to.
但是耶稣却说，信仰是一个伦理体系，伦理关系。
That the faith of the ethical relationship.
是失丧的儿子回到家中与父亲重建父子的关系。
A lost son returning home to rebuild the father-son relationship.
耶稣也说，信仰是一个进入一个国度。
Jesus also said faith is a kingdom.
这个国度是必须进入，因着悔改而进入的。
The kingdom must be entered through repentance.
父子关系的伦理关系的建立是要因着悔改重建的。
Even the father-son ethical relationship must be rebuilt through.
那什么是悔改呢？
So what is repentance?
悔改就是不再做道德上的小修小补。
Repentance is, as Jesus speaks, is not merely making minor moral adjustments.
悔改是从现在起改变你前行的方向。
It's about changing the direction you're headed in.
改变你的价值取向。
Shifting your values.
原来你人生的道路是往东的，现在就往西了。
Used to be heading east, now head west.
原来你觉得那是宝贝的，现在却觉得是有损的。
So when you hold something dear to your heart, now you feel.
照着圣经所说。
It damages you.
原来我们是撒谎的，现在就与邻舍说实话了。
According to the Bible, we used to lie, now we speak the truth.
原来我们是偷窃的，现在我们就不再偷窃了。
We used to steal, but we no longer do.
原来我们是淫乱的，现在逃避隐形，并在自己的身上荣耀神。
We used to engage sexual immorality, now we glorify God with our bodies.
1995年，我们全家都到洛杉矶，我去读神学了。
So in 1995, we all moved to Los Angeles. I started to learn theology.
明也结束了这边的这个访问学者的工作，跟我一起去到了加州。
My wife ended her career as a visiting scholar and moved to California with me.
我记得是96年的11月的第一个礼拜六的晚，礼拜五的晚上。
I remember the first Friday in November of 1996.
那一天呢，我们决定第一次打开家门，能够来迎接一些福音的朋友。
So we decided to open our house to welcome some of our gospel friends.
我的神学院的学长、学姐他们就去负责去接人，我在家里负责烧饭。
So my schoolmates are getting the guests, and I'm cooking in my house.
当我们饭都烧好了，准备等待迎接福音朋友来到我们家的时候，突然圣灵有一个提醒：家里有不洁的。
So when all the food is ready and we're ready for the guest, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit entered me and noticed me. There's something unclean in my house.
那时候我在印第安纳的时候，在餐馆做工的时候，我录下了这个有十盘的 Really Six 真正的信的那些这个袋子。
So I had ten cassette tapes when I recorded when I lived in Indiana as a cook.
其实那个时候，他这个 HBO 的记者已经 把美国人各种的性取向都录在上面，来告诉我们美国的社会是怎样一个社会。
It's a documentary of made from HBO telling about the
比如有性虐待、同性恋、跨性别恋等等。
There's introducing all kind of the sexual life.
我觉得这是一个资料，我就把它留存下来了。
I took it as a documentary material.
但是上帝告诉我们，告诉我，你的眼睛是色情的。
But the Holy Spirit reminded me, and God reminded me.
我不喜欢这些东西。
That those are considered sexual.
所以我就跟梅英讲了。
They didn't like it.
哎呦，神在提醒我要把这些东西来扔掉。
That God reminded me to get rid of these things.
那美女说，这些东西都是我们这个新的 TDK 的袋子刚刚录下来的，我们可以以后可以学英文用。
But my wife said it could be a good material to learn English.
所以我就说不行，我们快祷告吧。
Then I said, well, let's pray and find out.
当我们真的跪在上帝面前的时候，神给我们并不是指条一条灰色的路，不是指一条不黑不白的路。
So when kneeled in front of God, everything became clear. There's no middle ground.
祷告清楚以后，我就把这个袋子扔掉了。
So I had a very clear vision after praying.
第一天的、
so、I got rid of this
第一次打开家门，第一天晚上的聚会充满了神同在的荣耀。
So the God was with us throughout all the gatherings.
两个礼拜以后，突然早晨灵修的时候，神又对我说话。家里还有不洁之物。
So 2 weeks later, when I was reading the Bible and I was the Holy Spirit reminded me there's something else too.
我知道神在对我说，家里还有一本《金瓶梅》。
I know that the Holy Spirit reminded me in my house there's a book called Golden Lotus.
我在大陆，我在中国国内的时候是学中国文学的。
So my major was Chinese literature when I learned in mainland China.
但是我一直没有办法看到全本的《金瓶梅》，因为有一万多字的色情的描写。是打了方框是看不到的。
In the mainland China, there are about 10,000 words of Golden Lotus were missing because there was sexual description.
所以我梦寐以求的就是这辈子我必须要看到一个全本的《金瓶梅》。
I wish that I could have the whole Golden Lotus book completely.
我已经是基督徒了，我已经甚至已经奉献传道了。
I became the ministry person, and of course, I was a Christian.
那一天我们进到这个芝加哥开了三个小时的车到了芝加哥书店里面去就要去买一本全品的金瓶梅全本的金瓶梅
We got that book by driving through 3 hours to go to Chicago and got that book
得了这本书我并不是在研究白话文在中国文学史上的地位
So I was by through this book I studied the novels in the Chinese literature history.
我就是要看那个过去没有看到那色情的描写。
I wanted to see the part that was missing.
我知道我那个眼睛是色情的。
Now I know that those are not not pleased.
所以那天祷告清楚以后，我就把这个金瓶梅撕掉了。
After praying,
扔到了垃圾桶里去。
I got rid of that book.
神是呼召我们起来奉献传道，建立教会。
God called us to rise up, to spread the gospel and build churches.
如果我心里知道这个却不去行的话，那神就不会再用我。
If I had that in my heart but wouldn't act, God wouldn't use me anymore.
虽然我仍然可能是个牧师，但是里面却不会有圣灵同在的这种印记。
I may continue to be a pastor, but I will lose my sign for the Holy Spirit.
2000年的时候，我已经是案例的牧师了。
So in 2001, I'm a pastor that has my own church.
那是我来到美国八年以后可以第一次回国。
That was the first time after 8 years I could finally.
心里负担很重，要跟自己的家人、朋友去传福音。
I had a lot of burden in my heart, wanted to spread the gospel among my
family and friends. 突然圣灵有一句话领导我。
But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit gave me a word.
你回去悔改，我就与你同在。
The word was, if you repent by the time you got home, then
I
will be with you.
我知道我临出国的时候偷拿了人家的一样东西。
I know that I had something that actually doesn't belong to me by the time I left China.
我的舅舅是位开业的律师。
My uncle is a lawyer.
他又是这个民主党派人士，又是政协人士。
He is the Democratic Party member in China, and also the.
他让我认识了一个中国非常有名的艺术雕刻家。
Through his introduction, I know an artist of a sculpture.
他曾经是上海画院的院长。
It's a very famous. He's the principal of Shanghai Art Academy.
他有名到一个怎样的程度呢？可以为司徒雷登塑像。
He was a
当时驻美国的、yeah. 美国驻中国的领事啊。
He was so famous that he could sculpture the face of ambassador of the U.S. in China.
他可以为齐白石塑像。
He was also so famous he could sculpture 齐白石。
他为蒋介石六十大寿的时候做骑马青铜像。
He also sculptured for Chiang Kai-shek when he was
全国评比是最优秀的成绩才能入选为蒋介石来塑像，就是一样有名的人。
So he's considered the best of the best.
他是一个爱国的青年，过去曾经用庚子赔款到比利时去留学。
So he was a patriot person. He used the money from the country to go to Belgium.
他跟国际的这个非常著名的一个漫画家叫 Elzie， 他们就合作，写了一本，画了一本叫《蓝莲花》的这个漫画册。
He also created a comic book called Blue Lotus by collaborating with another artist.
我们这个年龄不知道，我们的孩子可能会知道，从国内来的有一本书叫《丁丁历险记》。
Yeah, there's a famous book for The Adventure of Tintin.
啊，这个长话短说，他就把当初日本人对满洲的这个侵占的心呢，就把它画在了这个画册里面。
He wrote a picture of the Japanese invasion to Manchuria,
引起了很大的国际事件
causing a great controversy in the international.
我讲的就是他是非常有名的一位人。
So you see how famous he is.
那我被他介绍以后呢，我就要负责为他写一个小传。
After introduction, I needed to write a biography for him.
他就把所有的文物都交给我，我可以随意的翻阅。
He left me all his creation so that I can take a look.
最后，小传发表了，连续八天在上海的《新民晚报》上登载。
So I the biography got published on the newspaper in Shanghai.
当我写完这些东西要把文物还给他的时候，我里面起了贪心。
So when I'm about to return his belongings, the greedy took my heart.
我正在集邮，所以我看到邮票眼睛都是绿的。
I really love stamps.
我问他讨了一个民国三八年的邮封。
So we noticed I noticed a stamp of 1938.
它是经过实际邮路的，所以这个价值要比邮票更值钱。
That the stamp was actually mailed, making it even more valuable.
他随手就给我了。
And he gave me.
但是我不要这个，我要那光绪十七年的。
So I didn't want it. I wanted there's another one that back in the Qing Dynasty.
而且这个邮封上的名字是一个中国历史上非常有名的人物。
And on the envelope there's a name of the person.
是过去袁世凯政府这个外交大臣陆征祥。
Was the name of Lu Zhengxiang, the foreign minister of the Emperor Yuan Shikai.
这是陆征祥在比利时做神父的时候，看到这个年轻人喜欢，就把自己的文物给了他。现在这个文物又在我的手中了。
So when Lu Zhengxiang was in the ministry in Belgium, and then he gave it to the collector, and now it's in my hand.
这个邮封是清朝总理各国事务衙门，是清朝的政这个外交部。写给陆征祥的一封信的这个官印。
So that's a it also has an official seal for the Ministry of the Foreign Affairs of the Qing Dynasty.
所以我在临出国的时候，我就把这个邮封拿下来了。我把所有的文物还给他的时候，就把这个东西留下来了。
Therefore, when I returned everything to him, I returned everything except for that.
我知道上海的天气比较潮湿，我就把这个邮封。用塑料纸全部包好，里面防潮剂全部弄好，我就出国了。
So I knew that Shanghai's weather is very humid, so I sealed that with a plastic cover and put the dryer inside and left China.
等张先生过世之后，我就是百万富翁了。
Then I had in my heart, in my mind, when Mr. Zhang passed away, that would be a millionaire.
所以回到国内的第一天的晚上，我就进到我的家里。我的房子因为出国八年都是给我的弟弟住的。
My house was left to my brother for 80 years during my stay in the U.S.
我找到了那张的邮封。
I eventually found the envelope.
当晚我就跟梅英两个人就赶到我的舅舅家里去。
Then I went to my uncle's house that night with my wife.
我的舅舅跟我讲，张先生已经过世了，《人民日报》都发了纪念文章。
So my uncle told me Mr. Zhang has passed away, and the newspaper actually announced that nationwide.
那我就把这两个信封就给他。我的舅舅说，你们是忘年之交，我舅舅就做主，你留着纪念吧。
So I give the envelope to my uncle, but my uncle said, well, you guys know each other for a long time, so you can keep it.
我说不，因为张先生的他的孩子，我有好几个认识他，你说他们都在法国，有一天你碰到他们，就把我的故事告诉他们。
I said, no, but Mr. John's children are all in France, so one day if you meet them, tell my story.
那我的舅舅就最后把民国三八年的邮封给我了，他说这是张先生送给你的。我说不，这也是我试探的，其实是为了那光绪十七年的。
So my uncle still said, do you still want the 1938 envelope? Because that was really given to you. And I refused that too, because I asked for that, but while my mind was really set on the Qing Dynasty envelope.
就在那天的晚上，我的舅舅信耶稣了。
That night, my uncle believed in Jesus.
我在祷告中称他为弟兄，我的舅舅有点不高兴，他不知道我在讲什么。
So in my prayers, I call my uncle brothers.And my uncle was a little confused.
我跟我舅舅说，舅舅，我如果叫你舅舅，还能叫几年？但是现在你跟我都称天上的上帝为父亲，我们就活到永远，我们就是弟兄了。
And at that time, I told my uncle, "Well, do you know how many years I can call you uncle? But after we're sons in front of God now, so we can call each other brother forever."
好多年前他已经被主接去了。
So he when he was took away by Lord Jesus many years ago.
他死的时候是做了追思礼拜，上面写着“郑文晓弟兄安息主怀”，我就知道他是被主永远得着的。
So if in his memorial ceremony, they said, "Brother Zheng, rest in Lord's arms." Now I know he was taken away by Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的弟兄，这个朋友
，Dear brothers and friends.
盼望我们都能够像归家的浪子一样，能够听到父亲，听到耶稣，听到圣灵对你我的呼唤。
So I hope that we can all hear the calling of Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们都从沉睡中醒来。
Let's all wake up from our slumber.
借着耶稣的拯救和带领，使我们归向父亲的家。
To go to Holy Father's home through Jesus Christ's salvation.
现在我讲第四个，恩典满满。
So now the point four, the abundant grace.
相离甚远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连亲嘴。
So he got up, went to his father while he was still a long way off. His father saw him and filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arm around him and kissed him.
父亲吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿上，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋子穿在他的脚上。”
Father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet."
把那肥牛都牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
因为这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的，他们就快乐起来了。
For this son of mine was dead and now alive again. He was lost and is found.
浪子归家的故事最奇妙、最感人的是，当浪子耗尽了父亲给他的家业，变得一无所有，回到家里的时候，父亲竟然不算他为有罪。
Story of the prodigal son is one of the most remarkable touching in the Bible. When the prodigal son has squandered his father's wealth and returned home with nothing, his father did not consider him guilty or deserving punishment.
按照律法应得的惩罚他没有得到，超越律法不应得的恩典他就得着了。
Instead, his father extended grace that went beyond what the law required.
耶稣说，当父亲看到浪子归家的时候，相离还远，就动了慈心，跑去。抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
As Jesus said, when Father saw him from a distance, he was moved to a compassion, ran to embrace him and kiss him repeatedly.
我相信浪子是近乡情怯，他或许会怕爸爸不认他这个败家子，不准他再踏进家，即使不做儿子做故宫，可能也不准了。
I believe the prodigal son might have a field of sense of nostalgia when he approached the hometown. Perhaps he feared his father would not recognize him and wasteful when he go home. Maybe he thought his father wouldn't even allow him to step through the door or be his hired servant.
但是浪子的父亲似乎从来没有这么想过。
But it seems like a prodigal son's father never thought that way.
他不是今天很巧在门口看到浪子回来，而是他每一天都在等着离家出走的浪子归来。
It didn't just happen to see his son returning home by the door. By chance, he was actually at the door waiting for his son to come home every day.
我现在跟你讲一个真实的故事。
Let me tell you a true story.
1971年的10月14号，在纽约邮报上刊登了一个故事。
On October 14, 1971, on the New York Post posted a story.
故事的名字叫《回家》（Going Home）。
Title is called Going Home.
他说，长途汽车上有一位沉默不语的男子坐着。
So、on the long way bus, there's a man sitting silently.
太久了不讲一句话，旁边的年轻的游客就开始问他了。
So the other passengers started to talk to him.
原来他是刚刚从监狱里放出来，释放前曾经写信给自己的妻子。
He was in prison, and during his time serving in the prison, he wrote to his wife.
现在你已经另有归宿了，我就不，也不会责怪你。
If you with somebody else, I wouldn't blame you.
如果你还仍然爱着我，愿意我回来，你就在村口的老橡树上系一根黄丝带。
If you still miss me and want me back, so you tie a yellow ribbon on the oak tree.
那一天我会趁着这个长途的汽车经过这个小镇，如果有看到黄丝带的，那么我就会下来。
If I will ride the bus and bypass that oak tree one day, and if I see a yellow ribbon, I will get off the bus.
如果没有黄丝带，我就随车而去，永远也不会来打扰你。
If there is no yellow ribbon, I will go along with the bus and will never come back.
所以这个年轻人就把这个故事讲出来了。
But, so this young man, after hearing his story, he shared with everybody.
我全车的人，全车的人就站立起来，就是看着那个车子往这个老橡树这个村口开始开去。
And everybody on the bus stood up and looked for the oak tree.
全车的人只有这个男人不敢张望。
Everybody except that the man.
他害怕迎面来的可能是永远的失望。
He fears that it could be a very big disappointment.
突然间，全车的人都沸腾起来。
All of a sudden, the entire bus erupted with excitement.
正口的那个老橡树上挂着几十条、上百条的黄丝带。
From the distance, they could see an oak tree in town was a.
这些黄丝带像欢迎的旗帜一样，迎风飘扬。
Yellow ribbons.
这个故事后来就不久就刊登出来了。
Yeah, and that was the story was published.
很快就出现了一个不朽的音乐作品。这个动人的故事被称作了老橡树上的黄丝带。
The story quickly inspired a timeless song called Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around a Oak Tree.
是很动人的。
There's several lyrics that's really unforgettable.
他说司机先生请你帮我看一下。
So, bus driver, please look and see.
因为我无法承受即将看到的那一切。
Because I've got to know what's become of me.
现在我其实仍然在牢中，只有爱才是我的钥匙。
My heart is still in the prison. Only love is the key to unlock.
只有黄丝带才能够成为我的释放。
Only the yellow ribbon could be my release.
这个歌声伴着这个故事就传遍了全世界。
And this story with this song goes through around the world.
黄丝带也就成了美国欢迎被囚之人重获自由的一个标记。
And the yellow ribbon became a symbol that welcomed the person who has fulfilled.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
Brothers and sisters, dear friends.
其实我们都是在最终被囚的。
So all of us were locked up in the.
因为耶稣告诉我们，凡是在最终的，都是罪的奴仆。
Because Jesus told us, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
所以天父的大爱才是我们的黄丝带。
Only the heavenly Father's love is our yellow ribbon.
唯有耶稣的拯救才是打开我们牢笼的钥匙。
Only Jesus' salvation is the key to unlock ourselves.
耶稣在继续这个故事。
Jesus continued this story.
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配成为你的儿子。”
So the son says, "I've sinned against the heaven and sins against you."
儿子的悔改是真实的。
Not worthy to call the son anymore. The repentance is very real.
他现在已经明白，在他得罪父亲之前，首先得罪的是上帝。
He knew that before he sinned against his father, first he sinned against God.
儿子的悔改是真实的。
The repentance was very real.
他知道他的罪带来的后果是失去儿子的身份。
He knew that his sin brought a consequence that he lost identity.
父亲不是不知道儿子离家出走的后果。
And the father also know the consequence.
但是他对自己的儿子，即使是离家出走的儿子，都预备了一个极大的生命的恩典。
However, he prepared such a great grace to the son, even if it's a prodigal son.
那就是耶稣在十字架上牺牲。
It is the sacrifice of Jesus.
为世上所有的人的罪都付上了死的代价。
To pay the price for the sin for everybody in the world.
我们今天大家要记得一件事情。
Let's remember one thing.
当我们读圣经上浪子归家的故事，其实耶稣在讲说这个故事的时候，是在上帝整个救赎大计的背景中来讲的。
So when Jesus shared the story of the prodigal son, he did so within the context of God's entire plan of salvation.
因为他自己就这样成为这个回家浪子背赎的一个代价。
So he knew that he himself would become the means by which the wayward, the children,
the price of salvation. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So that's why Jesus said, "For God who loved the world, that He gave His one and only Son."
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣的话就是这个故事最好的注脚。
So the Jesus' words are the best conclusion to the story.
当儿子真心悔改在上帝面前的时候，儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
When the son truly repents before God, saying, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son."
但我们却恰看到，父亲是因着他的牺牲救赎了大爱，不仅不让回家的孩子有罪，还将一个曾经失落的儿子的身份再次赐给他。
We see that the father, because of his sacrificial love, not only not to count his son's guilty, but also restores his identity as a lost son.
在父亲的眼里，今日回家的儿子绝对不是故工，他仍然是我的儿子。
Father's eyes, a returning son, not a hired worker today, he's still my son.
所以你会看到，给他戒指戴上的时候是代表一个权利。
So he bring the ring onto him, which symbolizes authority.
把一个赤脚的人给他穿上鞋子，代表了一个人的尊严。
So he brought his sandal, symbolizing the status.
把一个袍子给他披上的时候，代表了荣耀。
So he brought him the robe, which symbolized the glory.
所以父亲是将一个家里的儿子的权力、尊严、荣耀都赐给了他。
So we can see the father has restored the son's authority, status, and glory.
从此以后，没有一个仆人敢小看他。
So no servant would dare to look down upon him.
没有一个仆人不会看他是儿子的，都是看他为儿子。
So there will be no servant who treat him not as a son. Everybody will treat him as a son.
我们可以一起来把这一段的祷告词读出来吗
？So can we read all this together?
这个悔改回到父家中的人是有福的，这个在父的眼里不算为有罪的人是有福的，这个在父家中不被看为是故工的人是有福的，这个可以自由自在与父亲一同乐的人是有福的，这个死而复活失而又得的人是有福的，这个穿戴整齐在父的家中享受儿子的权柄尊荣和荣耀的人是有福的。这个故耶稣的这个故事，我们终究要明白。
Through Jesus' story, we need to understand.
福音原来不是一个观念。
The gospel is not just an idea.
不是一个知识。
It's not a knowledge.
不是一个宗教。
It's not just a religion.
福音只是一个关系的重建。
The gospel is simply restoration of a relationship.
就是一个离家的儿子因着耶稣的牺牲与他的父亲重建父子关系。
It's about a wayward son who through Jesus sacrificed to reconcile with his father.
福音就是失丧的我因着耶稣成为天父的儿女神家中的成员。
So the gospel is me who is lost but reunite with God through Jesus Christ.
愿今天我们每一个在座的人因着圣灵的同证蛮有把握地对自己说，我是一个为神所爱被神接纳有家的人。
May each one of us here today, with assurance of the Holy Spirit, confidently say to ourselves, "I am someone loved by God, accepted by God, and I have found my home."
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank
you. 借着圣灵，耶稣，你将数千年前的故事再一次重现在我们的面前。
Through Holy Spirit, you recreate the story that Jesus told.
原来我们都是离家出走的。
We are all prodigal sons.
原来我们都是有家的。
We used to have home originally.
我们在最终跌打滚爬，
We struggle in our sins.
损害了你给我们所有的家业。
We will squander all the wealth that was given to us.
因着耶稣的牺牲，我们可以回家，再一次成为上帝的儿女。
Through Christ's sacrifice, we can go back home and to be with you again.
今天我们明白，这福音不是多少年前我们信主的时候我们得救了。
We understand the gospel not because we were saved many years ago when we believed in Jesus.
今天你仍然在救我们。
Today you are still saving us.
因为多少的时候我们仍然会离家出走。
For how many times we will still become.
我们不是感恩。
We don't have grace on our heart.
我们仍然在最终跌打滚爬。
We still struggle in our sins.
主啊，你为我们预备永远的救恩。
Lord, you prepare.
你今天对我们说话。
Grace for us. You talk to us.
即使我们已经信主的，我们要重新常常对自己重传福音。
Even those who believe in the Lord already, we need to share the gospel with ourselves.
活出那福音的样式。
Often, I know how gospel.
别人看见我们，就会把荣耀归给神。
Other people see us, they give glory to God.
愿圣灵的火能够燃烧我们。
May a spiritual fire will light us up.
烧去我们一切不讨你喜悦的。
And burn away everything that in us that doesn't.
让我们在圣灵中能够更像你。
Let us make ourselves look more like you in the spirit.
让我们的天父得到荣耀。
Let's glorify our God.
听我们在你面前的祷告，感恩悔改，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.